Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey everybody, I'm Norm Borg. Chuck Keeling is going into his final year of being an associate of Fraser Downs. He's in a role of consultant for the next year as Fraser Downs kicks off its 2010 and dare we hope 2011 season. We'll talk to Chuck about what needs to be done to save this business. But first, out of the gate. In Kentucky, members of the horse racing industry have appealed to the Racing Commission there against putting in what are called instant racing machines. In other words, players bet on a fabricated race from the past, no mutual pools, no handicapping, basically just a dressed-up slot game. I say keep up the fight, Kentucky horse people. As a father of a teenage boy who has an iPod glued to his hands and a Bluetooth to his ear, the last thing we need to compete with in our game is another high-tech gimmick that's trying to be, well, us. New Jersey horsemen are frantically working on a business plan that will be independent of slot revenues. That's according to Tom Lucento, president of SBOA New Jersey. He says the plan will focus on off-track and internet wagering and is, in his words, a fight for survival. The details of the plan will be presented to Governor Chris Christie. At Monticello this past week in the 15th race, the field finished in exact program order. The odds of that, according to the Bean Crunchers, 40,000 to 1, or 1 to 4 at Windsor. Friday, October 1st, Fraser Downs kicks off the 2010 and, if we're lucky, 2011 season. Although my next guest is not there in the same capacity, Chuck Keeling will be on hand. Chuck, number one, welcome to Trot Radio once again. You're staying on for another year as a consultant, is that right?
That's correct, Norm.
Okay. Now, what exactly will your role be? I mean, consultant can take on so many different things.
True. I think primarily I'll be helping with two key transitionary issues. My replacement has not been named as of yet. I believe that my role will be to assist that individual. And secondly, as everyone knows, there's some real challenges in racing generally and, and in BC specifically related to 2011 and certainty around the future of Fraser Downs and harness racing in the province. And so I believe that I will also be playing a role in that regard as well.
What would you advise, if you could, Great Canadian Gaming in terms of who they should be looking for? What kind of skill sets should they have?
Oh, that's a great question. Wow. My attitude with that is somebody that has good leadership qualities. And I know that's somewhat of a generic answer. But I think if that individual has solid leadership qualities, knowledge, intimate knowledge of horse racing is almost a secondary issue. I think that for those of us, like ourselves, that have been immersed in the business as long as we have, that understanding the nuances of the business are certainly important. But, you know, in this position, I think if that person has strong interpersonal skills, strong communication skills, can work well with customers and the stakeholders, horse people and employees, regulators even, I think they'll do just fine.
You touched on the stakeholders, one group of them, of course, being the horse people. Is there any kind of reassurance at this stage of the game, and we understand that Great Canadian Gaming is having to tweak, to say the least, a number of things, but is there any kind of reassurance that we can give to horse people in BC that there will be racing into the future?
It's a fair question, and right now continue to work through that with representatives of Harness Racing BC, the Horse People's Association out here, but under the leadership or direction of the BC Horse Racing Industry Management Committee. Yes, the exercise is well underway, diligently, I might add, trying to come up with a proposal for race dates for 2011 that would be acceptable to the stakeholders and ultimately endorsed by the committee.
If I'm a horse person, I'm going to be nervous because the management committee, which according to everybody I've spoken to, seems to be weighted in favor of thoroughbred people, but we'll leave that aside for a minute. This BC management committee is the same one that came up with the brainwave to try and create a grand circuit stretching 1,500 kilometers from BC to Alberta, which we know is never going to work.
Obviously, I can't speak for the committee, and as it relates to that specific issue, again, I'm not even going to begin to comment on what may have compelled that particular issue, other than there is an informal circuit that exists already, and you know, by necessity, and it is not that it is not convenient, it's not practical for anyone involved for sure, but there are Alberta stables here right now, and we expect that there'll be a further influx of Alberta stables for racing in 2011 because of the regrettable situation that's going on in Alberta. Nobody wants to be the benefactor of somebody else's misfortune, for sure. But I think because of the challenging circumstances in both jurisdictions, a formalized circuit, yeah, may never work. Informally, I know it's forcing those stables in both provinces to think that way.
Here's what's really up in the air as far as I can see. You know, there's been the discussion of moving the thoroughbreds from Hastings to Fraser. Yet at the same time, there's a possibility of turning Fraser Downs into a casino soccer pitch stadium at the same time. Still a lot of uncertainty out there.
Yeah, there certainly is. And again, you know, I am removed from any of those discussions. Have been, you know, obviously we've heard the Whitecaps involved, the mayor of Surrey, where Fraser Downs was located, our MLA, Great Canadian, the Industry Management Committee. There are a lot of stakeholders obviously involved, and decisions that will impact the stakeholders on the ground, like the horse people, employees here, etc. I think everybody's trying to look for a solution to some of the systemic problems that just not only this jurisdiction faces, but racing in general. And I think that what's happening out here is just our iteration of some of those problems that I think we're all familiar with in this industry.
You've said that racing had two choices: do nothing and expect more of the same, i.e. handle will drop, or reorganize, as you called it, the calamity at hand and do something about it. Begin with an open slate. Make tough choices. What kind of recreation, if you will, would you suggest? Not just for BC, but North America.
It's a great question, and you know, I'm assuming you're picking up those comments that I made when I was in Alberta.
That's right.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah.
You
know, I had some very candid things to say about the state of the industry. Somebody from the audience actually asked me that question. My answer to the question was just having a willingness, just having an appetite to put aside our biases and our thoughts, and that includes people like myself or track operators as a stakeholder. It includes everybody. Mm-hmm. Just having. Accepting that something significant needs to change is a starting point. Whether it's what's happening in Ontario through the exercise being led by Stand Up for Canada, you know what? That's a starting point.
It's a starting point, but you know what? And this is what makes me crazy. Okay, we're so good in this business at defining the problem, and we got to do something about it is usually the ending of the sentence. Okay, so Standard Bred Canada comes up with this plan. The horse people's groups rather than say it needs work, we're not supporting it.
Right.
What the hell is that?
Difficult for sure. You know, and I'm not on the ground in Ontario, so I'm not going to comment on obviously why
it just makes me nuts.
Ohio, other groups have taken that position. But let me give you an example, Norm. Let's say, and I'm being speculative here, hypothetical, punch holes in this argument, but let's say another $5 million, I'm picking an arbitrary number, another $5 million came free to support the industry, and it was to prop up purses, inflate purses, and breeder supplements.
Mm-hmm.
What is that going to achieve? That, you know, my argument would be, what I would submit is, you're going to be back at the same table a year from now asking for more money. Take that $5 million, and why don't you inject it right to the consumer, right to the customer, by somehow seeding the pools, as an example, lowering takeout. Forget the actual stakeholders sharing in that money, track operators, horse people, breeders. Put it right into the pools in some strategic way.
Yeah.
I can poke all kinds of holes
into
that.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a good argument.
But that's what I'm talking about in terms of changing the way we do things, changing the business model. That's the type of thinking that we've got to engage ourselves in. Will it happen? I think it will happen because this is still too big of an industry. There's still too much of a foundation.
We have no other choice. I mean, we got to do something. Doesn't that sound familiar? But we've got so many disparate groups. Okay, you mentioned the breeders. They are in no hurry to do anything to change what is working very well for them. And let's face it, I'd have to say that the breeders are probably the safest ones in this equation as long as there's racing. The horse people don't want to give up their 5 points. The racetracks, the ones I've spoken to, aren't too crazy about even giving up something from their end. So we've got these three disparate groups, each one saying we've got to do something, but they can't agree on whether or not the sun sets in the west.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe one of those inevitable byproducts is that the industry continues to get weaker and that we see more casualties as a result, mm-hmm. whether it's a situation in Quebec, Alberta, British Columbia, other jurisdictions. The industry may get weaker, may have to get weaker before real change, substantive change happens.
I'm not too worried from my personal standpoint because I can tell you and anybody who asks that Rideau-Carlton Raceway, for example, is doing very well, thank you, and perhaps some of that has to do with our, you could say, isolation geographically, in that we've got everything set here and there aren't too many threats to our business, but, you know, the bigger picture, I think, has to be looked at. We are going to miss your voice in this industry, Chuck Keeling. Your whole family basically started Fraser Downs and has been, part of the racing scene in Canada for as long as I can remember. Have fun out there in the greater corporate world, but I'm sure there'll always be a place at the boardroom for you back in this game.
I appreciate the kind comments, Norm, and all the support and opportunity that I've been granted by the industry, by my employer. I think everybody knows that once this industry's in your blood, a transfusion isn't easy. I don't plan on being a stranger. I don't want to be a stranger to the industry by any means.
Well, we're glad to hear that, and you've always been a good friend of this program. All the best.
Likewise, Norm. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Chuck. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.